5 alleged Rwandan genocide perpetrators live openly in Britain, 4 on state welfare. By Jack Montgomery on May 23, 2020. A former Secretary of State for International Development has revealed that at least 5 suspected Rwandan genocide perpetrators are living openly in Britain, with 4 of them on taxpayer-funded state benefits. Andrew Mitchell, a member of Parliament for the governing Conservative Party, publicized the scandal in an article for The Times following the arrest of Felicien Kabuga, another Rwandan genocide suspect, in Paris, France, where he has been living under an assumed name. "The authorities there received worldwide praise for their actions in apprehending him," wrote Mitchell, who was responsible for Britain's exorbitant foreign aid budget from 2010 to 2012 during David Cameron's premiership, followed by a brief stint as chief whip. "No such praise awaits the British legal authorities," he lamented. No fewer than 5 alleged Rwandan genocide perpetrators live in the UK, not in hiding but in plain sight. 4 of the accused are living on British benefits. Mitchell revealed that British taxpayers have already squandered £3 million on the legal proceedings surrounding the 5 men over a period of 11 years, but a resolution still appears to be nowhere in sight. The Rwandan government has asked that they be tried for their alleged crimes in Britain, possibly to avoid being bogged down in a lengthy extradition process. But, says Mitchell, the Metropolitan Police have suggested that it could take another 10 years to process the evidence, although almost all of it is available from previous legal intervention. "The souls of the slaughtered Tutsis cry out for justice, but Britain has turned a deaf ear," Mitchell concluded. "We should all be ashamed." The Tory MP was himself criticized as International Development Secretary for releasing £16 million of previously suspended foreign aid to Rwanda during his final days in office, however, being forced to deny allegations that he was a rogue minister, signing checks under the bedclothes and bunging them out to dubious leaders. His successor at the aid department ultimately suspended payments to Rwanda again, following reports that its government was continuing to aid militias perpetrating war crimes in the Congo. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.